Welcome to yet another Internet Work Expert podcast. My name is Anthony Sequeira, and I'm glad you are downloading us to listen to us as we discuss a series of podcasts on version 4 of the CCIE route switch exam technologies. The purpose of this particular podcast is to help you get a level 1 level of understanding regarding the Cisco IOS zone-based firewall. Remember, here at Internet Work Expert, we believe in three levels of training in order to obtain your CCIE level of expertise. The first level is, of course, just a foundational knowledge of the technology. How does the technology work? What are some gotchas perhaps involving the technology? What do you need to master in order to master the underlying technology? Then our level two of understanding has to do with working at the command line with the technology. And then level three is expert level command line skills with the particular technology. So again, this will be a level one discussion about the Cisco IOS zone-based firewall. And one thing that's interesting about this is podcasts certainly lead towards this level one of understanding. Since we're going to talk conceptually, I'll talk through a couple of command line syntax, but it's just to give you an example. Obviously, you'll want to actually get to the command line and practice with this particular technology. So with the zone-based firewall edition, we have a technology that has been introduced into both the security track and the CCIE tracks for route switch as well as the security track. So we find the zone-based firewall actually at the security professional level, the network professional level, and also both of the IE tracks that go with route switch and security. So this is something to really, you know, study. You can leverage it for many different Cisco certifications. They're obviously quite excited by this particular feature. So let's go ahead and talk about this new feature, and we're going to find something very exciting. The IOS zone-based firewall is not really a brand new technology that we have to wrap our heads around. It's actually a feature that is based on some more of our classic type of technologies that we're probably already familiar with. For this particular podcast, I consulted a Cisco press book that I had authored, and that is the CCNA Security Quick Reference Sheets by Cisco Press. Kind of interesting how you can use different resources as you study, especially for your level one understanding. They might not be targeted at CCIEs. Again, we're using some CCNA security quick reference materials here that I wrote for Cisco Press. Obviously, we also took a look at the doc CD when we are preparing a presentation like this. It's obviously, a great place to go. Once you have your level one of understanding, you definitely want to dive into the doc CD. The IOS zone-based firewall first showed up in 12.4 IOS code, so we are dealing with a pretty new feature here at 12.4. And the goal of the zone-based firewall was to provide an intuitive and straightforward policy design approach for interfaces that have, or routers rather, that have a lot of different interfaces. So if you're dealing with a lot of interfaces on the router, we want a nice, intuitive, and straightforward approach to the firewall configuration. Also, there's always been a desire to offer a greater level of granularity for your application of policies to these routers. Now, the zone-based firewall approach is actually going to utilize CBAC technology. Wow. So initially on these routers, we had the reflexive access list type of technology, and then we graduated to a CBAC approach, and now CBAC has been implemented into the zone-based approach. I'm sure you agree with me that now that we're talking about a 4.x CCIE blueprint, finally, reflexive access lists sure look like a legacy technology that we can pretty much disregard at this point as we study for the version 4 lab. Now, in order to configure the zone-based firewall, you're going to love this, we define zones, obviously, thus the name of the technology, and then we're going to define class maps, policy maps, and we're going to apply those policy maps to something we call zone pairs. Now, I'm sure you're sitting there saying, oh my goodness, class maps, policy maps, I know this technology. It's the MQC. It's the modular quality of service command line interface syntax or technologies that Anthony is speaking about. Yeah, the MQC sure has come a long way. The MQC, the modular quality of service command line interface, was originally invented for our class-based weighted fare queuing configurations. And then it graduated from that stage to become the tool that we use for all of our quality of service configurations. And now it's graduated beyond that and is used for security configurations and network management configs and all kinds of great configurations. So if you did your due diligence and you learn the class map, policy map, service policy approach, you're going to feel right at home configuring zone-based firewall. Now, we are going to take interfaces and we're going to place these interfaces into zones. And then we're going to dictate how traffic can move between these zones. Three options that we have right away for moving traffic between zones is inspect, drop, or pass. Now, wait a minute. We know what's going on here. Inspect, drop, and pass are straightforward, right? We're either going to pass the traffic, no problem. We're going to drop the traffic, obviously a very severe condition, or we're going to inspect the traffic. Inspect causes us to monitor the traffic, just like we've been able to before, think CBAC with iOS stateful packet inspection, and this inspection is going to build that stateful table. So again, we've got inspect, drop, or pass. Drop and pass are obvious, and the inspect creates that stateful packet inspection. Now, here's just a glimpse at the syntax, or for you, here is how the syntax is going to sound at the command line, if you will. Close your eyes and envision this syntax. Unless you're driving right now, please, by all means, keep your eyes open. All right. Let's say we have a couple of fast Ethernet interfaces, fast Ethernet 0/0 and 0/1, and they're connected to our private networks in our company. Okay, so they're connected to RFC 1918 addresses. Let's say it's 10.10.10/24 and 10.20.20/24. These fast Ethernet interfaces, two of them connect to our private networks. And then we have a serial 0/0 interface that connects to the public internet. So with this configuration, we create a simple zone-based firewall, and we do so in four steps. The first step of the zone-based firewall configuration is to define and populate these zones. Makes sense. We're going to be dictating how traffic moves between zones, and the zones are based upon our interfaces. In the second step, you're going to define a class map that identifies traffic that you're going to permit between the zones. Then you configure a policy map, which applies actions for that class map, For instance, we're going to inspect traffic or drop traffic or pass traffic. And then you're going to take this policy map and you're going to apply it to your zone pairing. So four steps. We create our zones, then we create our class maps, then our policy maps, then we attach the policy. As a matter of fact, this is just adding a step, the step about zones, to something that's been drilled in our head now for literally years. And that is the three steps of class map, policy map, service policy. I told you were going to be thrilled about zone-based firewalls and leveraging things that you had learned in the past. So listen to how these steps might go. In step one, remember, we define and populate our zones. So we go into global configuration mode with the configure terminal command, and we issue the command zone space security space, and then give it a name. I'll create a zone called zone underscore private. And then I'll create a zone security called zone underscore internet. We'll then go into our fast Ethernet interfaces using the interface range command, and we'll use the zone hyphen member command, zone hyphen member security, and place those interfaces in the zone underscore private. Very, very simple. We create the zone, and then we place the zone members in the zone. I'll slide over to the serial 0/0 interface, and I'll issue the command zone member security zone underscore internet. So very, very simple to define and populate your zones. We then define a class map. In global configuration mode, we create a class map of type inspect. Aha, so we create a class map, but it's of a unique type. It's called an inspection class map. And I say match any, and then I say class map underscore internet underscore traffic. And I match on HTTP, HTTPS, or FTP traffic. In the third step, we come up with a policy map for this class map. In global configuration mode, we create a policy map of, once again, type inspect. We name that policy map, and then we reference our class of type inspect that we defined earlier, and I'll use one simple keyword here. Under the class policy map configuration mode, I type the command inspect. We are going to inspect HTTP, HTTPS, and FTP traffic. Our fourth and final step of the zone-based firewall configuration is to go into global configuration mode, use the command zone pair security, indicate a zone pair name, and indicate the source is our zone underscore private, and indicate the destination is our zone underscore internet. So we create a zone pair that defines the source zone and the destination zone. And then we go ahead and use the service hyphen policy command of type inspect, and we apply that to our policy map. This simple configuration allows for the stateful inspection of our internet protocols from the private areas to the internet. And notice it's going to dynamically also block traffic from the internet heading to the private area unless it is in response to this inspected traffic. This is a much more scalable, much cleaner configuration than we dealt with in context-based access control lists. Remember, it's just adding a fourth step to the three classic steps that we're so used to with class map, policy maps, and service policies. And also, we have to remember, when we're creating these class maps, policy maps, and service policies, they include the keywords of type inspect. Well, we certainly hope this has helped to build your level one awareness of the Cisco IOS zone-based firewall. And I'm sure you're excited to build upon this initial theoretical knowledge at the command line. Have fun doing that. Thank you so much for listening to this InterNetwork Expert podcast. And also, of course, thank you for choosing InterNetwork Expert to help you with all of your Cisco training needs.